hopefully the Giants game doesn't get picked up, but I mean,
I'll see later when it's recording. But welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
It's kind of funny. You can't see it since this is an audio podcast, but the mic is connected to a box that I'm passing back and forth between us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a process for sure.
Low budget. Yay.
No, oh, but last time we were online, and that was about a year ago.
Yeah, roughly.
I'm trying to remember. And like, we were talking for a while because I made it to a two-part episode, and that's the only time I did that.
Yeah, music and food.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, that was a ton of fun.
Dude, I love food. I mean, like, we got sandwiches before this. So,
really good sandwiches.
Oh yeah, from gonna be my last day at the coffee shop I work at. So Phoenicia Coffee and Tea for those.
Which is funny. Because you got the job, I think, like a week or two after you were on the show.
Yes, I think I was talking about it. I was telling you, I hope I get the job. I think that's what it was. And then I ended up getting the job. And now here I am a year later, leaving the job for a new job.
Yeah, so like since the last time you're on the show, a lot of things have happened. How is life going now?
Pretty good. I have no complaints. About to move. Got a new job. I don't know. Like, I feel like things are looking up. It's 2021 has been a really good year for me. So looking forward to 2022.
That's awesome. Well, that's really awesome. And if you want to, not enclose, what's the word? You know what? I don't even know the word anymore. But if you would like to tell what your new job is going to be.
Oh, so I work for a veterinary research clinic over in Livermore, and I'm an animal technician. So I'll be, what it is basically, I'm a breeder, I guess, for laboratory animals. So I get a lot of jokes about that. Like, hey, what do? Do you just like play mood music and just, you know, like, hey guys, it's kind of time to like get it on, you know? Or like, hey, that's not consensual, sir. You need to back away. I don't know. Like, I don't really know what it entails exactly, but I do get full benefits. It's full time, and it's 18 an hour, so that's pretty dang good.
That is really good. That's awesome. Yeah. I just, what you're saying, it reminded me of, have you seen the movie Rio?
With the
birds?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the one scene where they're trying to get them to mate, and the guy kept playing, like, music for them.
Oh, yeah. Put a little Marvin Gaye on for that. All right, now, guys.
So, yeah, no, that was quick live thing, but today we're going to be playing a game.
And we are.
I've never played it, so Nina's going to take over and
explain
the game.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played this game. I used to play it when I was going to DVC in the cafeteria with my, I call it the cafeteria crew. So shout out to my cafeteria crew people.
Yeah, I need the views. Keep listening and all the other shows.
Oh, don't worry. I'll tell people about it for sure. So I'm very rusty at the game. So I'm going to read the rules really quickly. It's called Code Names. So we're doing the two-player game. So if there's two of us, we can play on the same team.
Woo!
Or we can kind of play against each other, I guess.
I want to win.
Take turns. We all want to win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're on the same team, then it's an automatic win.
Yeah. But, like, I think we could play against each other. I don't see the harm in doing
that. I'm going to be a sore loser. I'm kidding.
Oh. But which is why I gave you yours. So don't show me that card that you have there. Yeah, that card right there. Don't show me that. I won't show you. That one. Yes. I promise I'm not looking.
I'm not showing it, but I'm trying to.
Okay. And so basically, it's basically you're trying to get the highest score against your opponent. So you set up the game as usual. So there's...
Oh, really quickly, you want to say what the game is called?
Oh, I thought I called it. Oh,
did you? I don't know.
I don't know if I did. But if I didn't, it's called Code Names. If you haven't heard of it, it's a really fun game. It also is really annoying because my friend Ben, oh my gosh, Ben. He's like, this is not a room temperature IQ game, Nina. Like, you have to think. We have to be in sync now, okay? None of this room temperature IQ. I don't know where he got the room temperature IQ thing.
Will Ben be listening to the show?
Maybe. I'll tell him about it.
Yo, Ben! What the heck does that mean? Post in the comments. Wait, no, there's no comment section. I'll tell Nina and she'll tell me.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
And if your name's Ben and you're not the Ben, I'm sorry for yelling at you.
My Ben will know who he is. Well, I went to high school with this Ben and he used to call me mom. So I'm like the mom of my friend group. So he's my son. I'm air quoting. By
Ben
the way.
The son.
Ben. Ben and Nina's son. He was like a sophomore and I was a senior. So I was like, okay, aww. I'll take you under my wing and we'll like help you get through high school a little bit. Because this is when I transferred over to Jesse Bethel High School.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not it's nothing like St. Pat's. And I'm sure it's nothing like Benicia High. Because I heard really good things about Benicia High. Some like sketchy things about Benicia High. But like any Vallejo High School is kind of like, sorry if you guys are listening, have gone to a Vallejo High School. But Vallejo High Schools, their Vallejo schooling is just shit. Except for St. Pat's. That's a good school. But everywhere else is just shit. Sorry. I swear.
That's okay.
Okay. There's no other way to describe it.
No. The fact that I said it's okay, because so by the time you listen to this, the episode's going to come out. But this weekend, I did a recording with Amanda.
Oh, God.
And she swore and I yelled at her, like, jokingly. Like, are you swearing on my PG-rated show? And, like, Jim's giving her a hard time. But as soon as you say, I'm like, oh, it's fine.
She's gonna hear this, yeah. And like, wow, Dominic, wow, it's okay if Nina does it, but not if I do it.
Yeah, basically. I will zero out people, including you, Ben. I don't know what you look like or who you are.
He's a really sweet person. I do really appreciate him. And yeah, so shout out to Ben. Thank you for introducing me to this game. He also reintroduced me to this other game that I was gonna play, but we can't really play while we talk on the podcast. It's called Mao. Do you know?
I don't know, but I can imagine we're just mouthing words, basically.
The only rule, I can't tell you the rules. It's a figure it out as you go game. The one thing I can tell you, it's like Uno, but with big boy cards, and you cannot talk. So it's not the best.
Wait, did Ben come up with this? Did Ben come up with this game?
I didn't see the card, I promise. No, Mao's been around for a while. My ex introduced me to the game while we were on a camping trip, and I hated it. Anybody who plays this game for the first time hates this game. Just period hates the game. Understandably so, because it's a figure it out as you go game, but there's a person who's delegating the rules and like penalties and stuff. So if you get a penalty, it makes you frustrated and causes you to sometimes will talk more and then causes another like penalty for you.
So you're not allowed to talk.
No, you're not in that particular game in Mount, no. But I can't really tell you the rules because it's a figure it out as you go game. It's very much like Uno. Oh, your dog is so cute.
Hi, Finn.
Finn.
Bye, Finn.
He's coming up to check on us. That's so cute.
Okay.
But anyways.
We're playing that game next time. I'm curious. Not on the show.
Not
but
on the podcast because we can't really talk.
It'd just be silence for 5 minutes.
Oh, it sometimes it takes a really long time. I'll play it at the barbecues that I go to with my friend Arnold's house. And the first time they played it, they're like, what the hell, Nina? This is a terrible game. My boyfriend played it, and he's like, I hate this game. Don't ever play this game again. And I was like, quit being a big baby. Just grow up and play the dang game. As, again, my it's really funny, because I would tell him what my friend Ben would tell us. Going back to the room temperature IQ. This is not a room temperature IQ game, he says. And not to offend anybody at all, but like it was just, I find it funny that he says that.
Offense to you, Ben. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Ben. You don't know me at all, but I'm just gonna keep quipping at you this entire time.
Like Ben. Yeah, Ben. I just hear Dominic doing that. Oh my god.
He's gonna hate me and not even know who I am.
He just knows that you know me and I know you.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and that you have a podcast.
If I just run into him like just strangers, I'm like, why do I have this weird sense of hating you for no reason?
It's when you look at him when you finally meet him.
Dislike.
When you finally meet him, you're just like,
you're
a Ben, aren't you?
Yeah, yes. You know, I was like, ah, I see.
Uh-huh.
Hand sanitize my hands, like, yeah.
Oh my god.
You're one of those Bens, huh? Sorry, Ben. No offense to you. I don't. You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah, he doesn't take offense easily, and yeah, he is a really
easily.
Nice.
Okay, so it's a challenge, Ben. I see how it is.
Oh no, he's the last person you want to piss off, too.
Oh no, I know how that is. I know how that is. No.
Are you like that as well? You're like the last person you want to.
Yeah,
wait to
no, go. I just want to be chill.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I definitely do try to live a very peaceful, positive life, but sometimes people just are like, "Oh my god."
No, before we get started, that was just, so I was working the Giants Dodgers games, and those things are hectic. The crazy fights are always breaking out. So far so good, because I decided to only work one game that weekend because they told me Friday night was the worst. So I'm like, I'll work Saturday night. Yeah, there's still fights break out, security's running back and forth, and like nothing happens in the section I'm in, thank God. Until the game's over, everyone's leaving, and then a Giants fan bumps into a Dodgers fan, and fight breaks out. And I don't know about this until the Dodger fan grabs the Giants fan and throws him at me. So I'm catching the dude, and everyone's like gaining up and shit. I'm like, whoa, 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 with my coworker, like, what's going on? Like, basically, we just want to hear both sides and have them kind of settle down until police arrive. And which police did, and they just like, okay, you exit that door, you exit that door, and just don't look for each other.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy how, like.
Was it an accidental bump?
Yeah.
So then the Dodger fan.
Well, they were all drunk, so everyone's overreacting and everything's escalating rather quickly.
That is true. They do get, they, a lot of people just drink heavily at the games. And I understand, like, you know, go to the game, have a beer and everything, which is fine. But, like, to
We
that
extend.
extent.
So we call the bleachers, me and my coworkers, the frat house.
Understandably so. They have the most fun, but they also cause the most trouble.
They do. You'll literally hear, like, the seventh inning is usually when we close beers. You hear one guy in the bleachers shout, "Oh, it's the last goal," and everyone's running to the beer stands. So and we're like, God, why?
Damn it. They gotta get their beer. Ooh, one of the things I did have last time on the Friday the 13th game, I was there. Oh my gosh. It would be this lady in front of me, she had it. She called it a boozy hot chocolate, or I called it the boozy hot chocolate. It
Interesting.
was like Bailey's and cocoa.
Okay.
And it was in this really tall, like square shaped champagne glass.
Oh, I know what you're
It
talking about.
was so good. I was like, oh, I wanted to get another one before we left, but they at that point they closed because it was like the seventh inning, and I was like,
Yeah,
oh.
if you ever go to a Giants game, Ben, halfway through the seventh inning, after the top, they close the beer stands. If you drink, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not like a huge. Well, I do like to drink, but I'm not like a huge drinker. But I would have gone back for another one of those because that was delicious.
Nice.
Yes. They also have their boba stand has the best hot chocolate, and they
We have a
offer you.
boba stand? Oh,
They
I didn't
do.
even know
Yeah.
that.
Where is it? It's by the Lumpia place.
I do know we have a Lumpia place. That
Yeah.
is new this year.
It's right. I think they're like right next to each other, or like
Okay,
close
cool.
by to each other. Yeah.
Cool, cool,
And
cool.
they, because I can't have dairy. So they asked me if I wanted whipped cream or if I wanted marshmallow. And I was like, ooh, marshmallow. The best hot chocolate I've ever had. It is better than the Ghirardelli hot chocolate that they sell.
Really, that's high praise then.
It is delicious. I absolutely love it. So when I go back, I am excited to go have it again. Back to the game.
Back to
The
the game.
other
There'll
game.
be side moments of stories throughout this, I feel like.
Oh yeah, we'll be probably talking more about the Giants because they're playing right now as we're doing the
Yeah,
podcast.
currently they're losing 4-2, but hopefully that changes throughout the podcast.
Hopefully. Where's the wood? No, oh, there is no wood. It's all
Yeah,
fake
it's
wood.
all fake wood. That's steel.
No.
It looks like wood, but that's steel.
Go knock on a tree. Knock if you're listening. Well, I
Knock on a
mean,
tree for us.
probably not live because he has to go and edit, but you
Yeah,
know.
so in like by the time you listen to this, Ben, still knock on a tree for us.
Just knock on a tree because you never know. Knock on the tree for the 28th game because we're playing the Diamondbacks. But it is
Yeah,
very
this
fun
episode
and
ain't coming out by then.
no, but the 28th of September is when I'm going back to the game, and it's a Harry Potter night, and I got you. The thing is you pick your house, and they give you. I paid extra for the T-shirt, so you pick your house colors, which mine is Ravenclaw, and it doesn't tell you. You don't get to pick your seat section. You just
It's random.
it is random. They randomize it for you, so you just say, "Hey, I want like lower box,"
Yeah, and then they
and
tell
then
you.
they randomize your seats. So it's funny because I got the same section, 131. I'm in row 10, so three below what I was before, in the same. Basically the same seat section.
Oh.
But
Nice.
yeah.
Yeah, no, because like I went to Star Wars night for the Giants, and we got a whole party and everything. Like me and my friends, we went all out. Because like you could Star Wars Day, you could buy your ticket and then you could buy extra to get a t-shirt. There's a
Mandalorian.
VIP package, and me and my friends are like, why not?
Do it.
So yeah,
Yes.
you can scroll. I'm showing Nina the photos right now. You can
Oh
scroll
my
through.
gosh, there's a Mandalorian. They got the stormtroopers and the Empire. That one guy.
That one guy, wait, which guy?
The one guy from the Empire, like the bad guy.
Oh, just a guy.
A guy from the Empire, you know, the one guy that runs the ship. Yeah, like, oh, the one guy that runs the ship.
Not the universe, but like, he's one of those people that work in the...
Yes.
I don't know the name.
He's that one guy. That's all dressed in black.
Yeah, and then there's some Jawas.
That is so cool! And oh my gosh.
This is my favorite. They went to the bar.
Yes. That is awesome. I'm surprised they let people dress up like that because it's like a huge security issue.
Well, so they're cosplayers that the Giants brought in. So they hired them, I think, from like the 501sters, whatever the organizations else are there. And then, we had clone troopers stop by. Yeah, because they were doing photo shoots, and we were just stuck in the corner. A dude turned around, just waved, and then continued taking photos. Like, okay, I guess we're stuck back here.
Nice.
And then we got lucky enough, because we decided to go club level. And since it was still random, we got first row.
What? Oh, I'm so jealous. Club level seats are expensive.
They are, but they're so worth it.
They are, though. There was one time, as my family and...
Oh, God, I have a tan. What the heck? Sorry, I haven't really looked back at these pictures, but I don't see myself that tanned as much.
It looks good. Who is that with? You're with?
So that's my friend Kyle. So I know two Kyles. The Kyle I was talking about earlier on the show, that's a different Kyle. This is Kyle, and then it's Xavier, and that's Marcus. And you can listen to the four of us on For the Boys, the other podcast I have on the show. Yeah, self-promotion.
For the Boys! My friend Thomas, oh my gosh, on my birthday weekend. Because it was just me. We went up to Tahoe. It was just me. And it was going to be my two other girlfriends. But they decided that, or one couldn't go because she had work. Oh. Somebody quit, so she had to cover their shift. And then the other one, I'm not going to get into that. But, so it ended up being me and all my guy friends. The most drama-free trip I've ever been on. And my good friend Thomas, every time we would sit down to drink, whether it be we were out at a restaurant or sitting having dinner at home or playing like Rage Cage or whatever, he would go, "To the Boys!" He's like, "Nina, you're an honorary bro now." And I'm like, "Woohoo!"
Yeah, and then this was the t-shirt we got.
Nice. I heard, oh!
And then the jacket.
Baby Yoda's name. He's like,
Grogu.
Grogu. Why did I feel like it started with an M?
Mando with,
yes, Grogu.
Also, speaking about Star Wars, another self-promotion. By the time this comes out, the other show should have come out, and, me and Gianfranco are watching through The Mandalorian and giving our take on it. So it's on my YouTube channel. I'll put a link down below and just go follow along with that. It's a ton of fun.
Gianfranco?
Yeah. Did I tell we do Let's Plays together?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. How dare you? The audacity. That's it. Get out of your podcast right now.
No, I can't lose the show again. Amanda already took it.
She took it. What'd she put?
Okay, so I started the show, like season two, back in... kind of March, April, mm-hmm. and then until summer hit, like, I was actually regularly putting out episodes. I'm like, this feels good, and then everyone's like, when I ask people, like, hey, are you busy this weekend, like, yeah, I'm like, okay, and I'll keep asking, and then after a while, I'm like, I'll quit asking, and then it just skipped all of summer, and then it came to the point, like, I'm just gonna bring people back from season one and do this whole thing of season two, because it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And so I asked Amanda, and we were just talking, and she's like, oh yeah, now it's my show. I'm like, what? And then we were just joking, like, okay, now let's play a game so I could win the show back.
Did you win?
Yeah, flawlessly.
Right on.
I hope you're listening, Amanda. I won flawlessly.
Flawlessly, girlfriend. Flawlessly. Reclaimed his show. Now you just gotta, you know, get a co-signer and then, like, put a stamp on it, make it legal, everything. There you go.
Yeah, but, yes.
Hey, I'm going into law. Wink.
But, yeah.
I can help you out. Wink.
Hey. Hey, wait a minute.
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're winking for him. It's only us here. And Ben. But
and Ben. Apparently Amanda. who is no longer in control of the show, but gets honorable mentions in the show.
Yeah, but yeah, no, so. Yeah, and so what's great is that when I started this show, this is the only thing I wanted to do last year. But it just started creating spin-offs, like me and Jeffrey do Loading Player 2, that's our Let's Plays. And then the finale of last year was me and the three friends I was saying about, Marcus, Xavier, and Kyle, created For the Boys.
For the Boys.
Yeah, and the number four, actually, so just letting people know. It's like literally the number four and then the boys with an I.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you should toast every now. You should do that. I will give you permission to use this every time you start. Oh, the voice. You can do it, and I'll listen. I'll listen for it. It'll be wonderful.
Okay, we'll do that. We haven't recorded for the month of September. Every time we say like this is a thing for some reason, like we'll say like because we record an episode.
Yeah.
We record four parts for an episode, and then we release a weekly show each part every week, and then the final episode is the full show. Mm-hmm. And then we'll always say at the end, we'll see you, like, in so-and-so month. And then we don't record that. Anytime we say, we'll see you this month, we don't do it for some reason. But when we don't say it, we get together and record. It's not like
hey,
we try to.
You're free?
But
yeah,
just, that's
okay,
how it's going to work.
Right,
and I felt bad because we recorded for July. No, not July. August. And I'm like, okay, we'll see everybody in September. And my friend Kyle's like, you sure about that? You said that last time we didn't record. And now September's about to end.
Oh my gosh. Well, get on it, boys. If you're listening, get on it.
I am going to see them tonight, so I do have to talk to them about that. But
I will leave a note. Get to it, boys.
Well, yeah, back to the game.
I know, we keep saying we're going to play the game, but like...
Sidetracks.
Speaking of, I lost the game. So any of y'all playing the game out there, you just lost. Mic drop.
Darn you.
Oh, evil.
Poor Ben.
Oh, no. Well, it's not just him. Anybody who plays, who plays.
Who played at this point.
The game never stops.
But it does, because you lost. But then it continues.
It continues, yes. Back to our game.
Yeah, Codenames.
Codenames. Okay, where was I?
So another story.
Well, what's the point of bringing the game? We're just going to talk now. Oh, no, I dropped it. Oh, no. It's a sign. We must talk more. Oh, no. Wait.
Okay, you're having trouble there?
I have trouble in life in general, okay? I'm just, no. I don't know how I get through, but I do. Okay, so one player will be the spy master and the rest will be field operatives. The other team has no players, but you still need to track their stack of agent cards. So if you guess it right, I will cover with you. Dang, my precious. Jeez, okay, Smeagol. All
I was
right.
Just hiding my cards.
So, like, let's just say, like, I...
Go with France.
I got it right, yeah. So I was like, oh, destinations. And you guess, like, France.
Destinations.
Boom. And so, like, you got it. And so, like, I'll cover it up. Or whatever.
Mercury's a good destination.
Right? And then, like, you have multiple guesses until, like, you don't want to guess anymore, and then it would be my turn. And then, so how I'm going to do it this time is we each have a separate one of these cards, and I explain to you. So it kind of looks...
Yes, one of these. The audience cannot see.
Yes. So for Dominic's eyes only, apparently. So there are these little cards, and so the deck shuffles, whatever. You pick a card, and then you rotate it, and then you're supposed to tell it stop. And then however it lands is however the design is. Whoop, for the thing.
Okay, because I was about to ask, like, because there's red cards, I have red tiles, blue tiles, blank tiles, and an X tile on this card.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how do we know which way is, like, north, south, east, and west?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so yeah, that's what the spinning's for.
Yeah, it is, you basically pick your layout. And then, so I will give you, like, basically a code name. So like I said, destinations could be like France, it could be
Mercury
could be the stadium. Theater, the stadium, shop. You know,
duck
is a destination. Yes. Mm-hmm. point break. Yeah, but like something like that. And so you'd have to guess where it is, you know. I guess if that makes sense. And then the person with the most points are wins. It doesn't tell you exactly how you get the points. I guess it's just how many like blue or red like caps you put on your winning spots, whatever.
So basically I'm describing the, something and you pick it, and if you get right then you put it down until you can't guess right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'm guessing those are the points, how many you guess right in your turn.
Yeah, kinda. Or you could just play and figure it out.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, could do it most, like, we'll be real men with this. Who needs directions? We'll figure it out on our own.
Yeah.
Alrighty, do you want to go first or shall I?
I'll let you go first since you know more than I.
Okay.
So, the way you're looking at it, if I were, so you're trying to avoid the red or the blue?
So, yours is blue, so I'm going to give you for blue.
Okay, so if, like, the way you're looking at it, let's say, like, this one is blue, you want me to try to guess that one?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'll give you, like, a code name that will represent, like, either a cluster or only one card, and you have to kind of look at the board and guess what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I get
okay.
it. So, if I land on set X, does that end the turn, or a red or a blank?
So if you land on, like, the blank ones, I'll give you one of these.
That looks like a random citizen.
Yeah. They're, the idiots, the village idiots, or whatever they're called, whatever.
There's no way to talk about Ben.
Wow!
I'm kidding. Sorry, Ben.
The shade has been thrown, and he did not care.
I'm okay. Sorry.
And then, this dark card she is basically it. The assassin card, so if you get that, that means you lose. If you guess the card this, you automatically lose.
Well, I don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
Okay, I changed my mind. Ben, you're the assassin.
Ben's the assassin. Okay. So, let me see here. Sorry, I'm trying to think. It's hard to think of like a...
Don't worry. Any blank spots in the show will probably be cut out to make it sound like we're on top of things.
Alrighty, okay, Worth.
So take all the time you need, it's gonna be cut out.
Worth. That is the code name I'm giving you.
Oh, I thought you were saying that like it's a hip thing to say these days.
Worth 2.
Worth 2.
So the number would probably be the number of cards.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of things that I could... I'm gonna go with diamond?
No. But it's not a blank one. But that's not. So that would be. I'll cover it up with my card.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Worth. Net. Yeah, net worth. What else could be worth? Point. Dang it. Let's see. Worth card. What else?
Okay.
Oh wait, that's a yet too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to look at your card?
Sure. So now it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, just to let you know, when I said point and you said two, I thought you meant worth two. So I'm like, oh, 2 points, basketball. And then I saw court. I'm like, oh, no. What could it be?
No. Okay, so then how we're going to do this is just keep in mind of where these are. So go ahead, stop. So whatever it is, make sure that you know that the middle last three. Yeah, the middle one's covered up.
Yeah, this is from my perspective. So
yeah.
That's the top three. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I just have to create a code name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with food two.
Olive and court.
Oh.
Duck.
Huh, I didn't even think about that one. No.
Food. You said food too?
Yeah, so the ones I thought of,
don't tell me! You can't tell me these. I have to figure it out. It also could be food fighter. Fighter? Food fighter?
No. Where's fighter at?
France.
France does have good food, but that's not it either. Is that your guess?
Yes. Oh, I'm losing! Okay, alright, I'll pass. Okay, my turn.
Okay, you want me to tell you what it was?
What?
Cotton candy?
And this is what he means by room temperature IQ. Okay. Oh, I see now why it would be impossible to use two cards, so we have to use two cards.
It's too late now. We'll do it on the next go around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Entertainment 2.
Okay, I got theater and stadium. What? Come on.
Looks like you're winning this round.
I am. Too bad no one's here to see it.
I know. You should start like doing like putting it up on YouTube as well.
That's what I'm thinking about. Probably season 3. I just fly. Gosh darn you. I hope it does. Why are you getting close to the mic? But yeah, probably next season, season 3. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for that in like 2022.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Alrighty.
Oh, so
it is your turn.
Sport 4.
Ball, stadium, shop.
Nope. I don't have any more me's. That works.
Well, look at your card. Is it on a blue or a... Is it a blank?
It's neither. It's a red.
We can also start over.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. You said sports?
Yeah. And there's four of them. You got one.
Cross?
No. Thought about it, though.
Match?
Yep.
Was cross a blank one?
It was a red one. But since you guessed wrong, you still get it? How's that?
Oh, whatever.
We'll figure it out on the next go around, but like, just ignore the cross for now.
Okay. Pass?
As in, you're passing your turn or you pass? I didn't even notice that pass.
No, pass.
Okay, but no. I if I saw that, then yeah, that would have kind of. I didn't.
Okay. That's okay. We'll just go ahead and go back to Mia doing yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of bow and then tie.
Oh! Like a bow and arrow.
And then tie game. You want to start over?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a minute.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is you're going to pick a card. So we're going to only do one.
So now it's better if I work towards the blue spots or mm-hmm. you work towards the red spots?
Yeah. Alrighty. So if you want to do it this way, take a quick look at it. And then I'll go here. I'll go first again.
Okay.
Okay. Dead 2.
So double homicide. Got it. Dead. Dead. Heart?
No.
Dang it. So would you cover that one up or we're not doing that?
I don't think we'll do that for now.
Okay. So dead dragon.
No.
Okay. Dead fish? You know that restaurant?
I do know that. I didn't think about, but that's not where I was going with that.
Because
you did guess it was on a blank.
Okay, so when I guess on a blank, it just goes away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Dead whale.
No.
Dead ring. Like a dead ringer.
No, I didn't think of that either.
Gosh, dang it. We're not on the same wavelength.
It's okay.
Dead, doctor? He's gotta work the dead sometimes.
Where's the doctor?
Let me see. That says doctor, right?
It does.
Okay, but... cool. dead awake.
So you go to awake.
Dead tablet?
No.
Okay, you know what? I was just thinking, you know, your tablet died. It's out of battery, you know? Dead block, like a dead end. My mind is not going where it's supposed to be going. Dead grace? I mean, you're gracefully dead. I'm just drawing at strings here.
I'm pretty sure we're playing this wrong, but like, you know, trial and error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben's the one who showed you this game, right?
Yeah. Ben, you need to be here, Ben. Why aren't you here, Ben?
Love you, Ben.
He doesn't know you, Ben, but he loves you.
Not like that. Platonically, Ben.
Yes.
Whomever you are.
Do you want to pass?
No, I will guess. Can I guess on everyone? I don't think I should.
I would pass.
Fine. Which one was it? It was.
I can't tell you. All right. You go. So you're giving me hints for all the red ones.
Oh, that's correct. Okay. Oh, then I should turn this upside down.
Why?
Because that's how you looked at it. Because,
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with song 2.
And I have to give you a hint. The two things combined into said song. I think it was from the 50s. I could be totally wrong. I'm going to look it up.
Ring? Fire.
Yep, Ring of Fire. By Johnny Cash, and it came out in 1963. Okay, so it was off by a couple years.
That's where I was immediately drawn to. You're like a song, and I go, Ring of Fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, Fudge, you have the lead. What have I done?
What?
I gave you the lead.
Oh.
What have I done? You know, before you continue, were we supposed to use the timer?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Okay. Construction 2.
Okay. Awesome. Construction. Drill. And then I'm going to guess block.
Yes.
Sweet sauce.
Now you're in the lead. Look, you got 3.
Yeah, but... So, quick question. If you get the assassin, do you lose?
Yeah.
Okay,
and you automatically win.
Okay, so I could be thinking of something to combine what you...
Check the game!
Let's go, okay.
Slater,
yeah, okay, so...
Heck yeah!
So this episode is definitely coming out after the season is over, but for myself and Nina right now, in this time period that we are recording, the Giants just took the lead 5-4, and I am ecstatic.
Give them the date, so that they know what date it is.
No, you have to guess.
Dang.
Good luck, Ben.
Oh! Oh my gosh, all right, Ben.
Avid sports fans, Giants have come back 5-4 a couple of times, but, like, there's sometimes when I'll say specific things, I'm like, people can guess the date based off what I'm saying in this sports game, if they were also following along.
True.
But yeah, no,
Padres game.
So, Giants are away at the Padres. It is, I already said, we're towards the end of September, and the Giants just took the lead 5-4. And I'll tell you it's a day game. Good luck with that, Ben.
Good luck with that, Ben. Alrighty.
What was I doing? Oh, yeah.
You were giving me my hint.
Sorry, I'm listening to John Miller right now.
Oh, you're good.
So, what I was asking, so I could, like, try to combine what you're looking for with the deadly card and try to get you to fall in?
I guess.
As
a tactic, you could.
Yeah. Is that a good tactic, Ben? Thanks, Ben. I'm like
Crickets.
Dora.
Cricket?
No, it's like Dora the Explorer, where you're like...
Do you know how to say backpack in Spanish?
Do you?
Do I? I don't know.
Neither do I.
I know, clothes is ropa.
Yeah.
And if you're wearing a skirt, it's a la falda.
And then a dress is vestido.
Vestido, yes.
And then carteras is a purse, and then... I'm studying clothes right now, so that's the only reason I know.
Nice.
You got the sombrero.
Sombrero.
And then pantalones, zapatos. I forgot what socks are.
Something. I know this. I know this. But it's just not coming to my head.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
Okay, go ahead.
Water, too. Oh, wait, hold up. Let me rephrase that. You know, I'll still go with water too. I think my idea can still work.
Okay. Spring.
Oh, I didn't even see you there.
No. Is it a red card or is it a blank card?
It's a blue card. So I'll just leave it alone.
Seal?
Yep.
Water.
Yeah, so the second one's a bit of a stretch.
Table.
No.
Table, okay, water. Tablet.
No.
Water too.
That would have been a great idea, but no.
Water horn.
God, I didn't even think of that one, but
green water?
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, you know, like
mossy water.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like a bit of a stretch. What do we got?
Ancient one.
Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Thank you.
That was also with dead.
I thought about it. And I thought, that's too obvious. You wouldn't do that.
I did a Jack Sparrow on you, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with casino for 2.
Roulette.
Okay.
Roulette. And table.
Oh, did I get all of them? No, I haven't yet.
Not yet. There's still one more. No, two more.
Okay. C1.
C? Like the ocean and the sea?
S-E-A.
Okay, not like the letter C, because I was about to say none of these start with the letter C.
S-E-A-1.
Or C as in yes.
S-E-A.
I know what you said, but I just thought of the joke and had to run with it.
We.
Whale.
Yes.
I'm just going to go with ice and one.
Ice?
Can I say two words instead of one for the code name?
Preferably one.
Okay. And I'll go with skating instead. It's a bit of a stretch.
Grace?
Yeah, it's gracefully, because they're always skating so gracefully, yeah. Wait, what? So I'm just getting news, and I don't know how true this is, but there's going to be a Mario movie. Like, it's Super Mario Bros. Chris Pratt is going to voice Mario.
No.
Jack Black will be voicing Bowser.
No.
I don't mind that one as much, but I need to look into this, so you think?
I can see him doing Yoshi.
Ooh, Jack Black?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Medical 2.
Needle?
I didn't think of that.
Darn. Heart. And then, Iron?
Blank heart.
Medical? Degree? What?
Uh-oh.
Tube?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I really didn't think of that needle thing. I was like, wait a second.
Okay. I feel like you already know what it is, and I don't really have to guess what it is. I know. I think I know you.
Do you want me to? Here, I can do yours. We can skip mine.
Well, no, because you won.
Well, here.
You know what it is already. At
this point. I do. But here, I'll do yours.
I'll say apps.
Tablet.
Yeah. See.
You could have also been like commandments, and I would have been like, okay, well, here, we'll finish it. Okay. Vaccine. 1.
Yeah. So we tied.
Oh wait, there's one more.
What?
Season 1.
Spring. Yay, we.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you won.
Game's tied. Darn. Winning doesn't feel that great.
Because they're tied?
Yeah. Okay, so okay. I'm reading into the news. So, Nintendo Direct, the animated Mario movie will premiere in North America on December 21st, 2022. Chris Pratt is voicing Mario. Anna Taylor-Joy is voicing Princess Peach. Charlie Day is Luigi. Jack Black is Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. None of that makes sense to me.
It does not. I don't see, like, Donkey Kong with the Seth Rogen voice. I can see maybe Toad with the Seth Rogen voice. I think they need to reevaluate their casting choices.
Yeah. Well, the Padres just took the lead.
Damn it.
Winning. I don't want to win anymore. You want to do one more?
We can do one more, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot more fun when you have, like, two people per
two
team.
Teams? Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, cool, because you only have two colors. Because that way, there are only two people who can see the...
list card.
The code masters. There are two code masters and then two spies.
That makes sense. So, make this tad bit interesting. So, what if, let's say you hold on to the code master card on your own and don't show it to me. And then... like, I play for both teams, basically.
Ooh, okay.
So then it's a guessing game, and I could accidentally land on the Ben card. I mean, the assassin.
Yes, we can do that. I actually like that. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be played with two people. I don't know.
I don't know either. Should like, talk to Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Where are you, Ben? And
wait, no, I was blaming you.
Should have talked to Ben. Gosh, Nina, why didn't you talk to Ben? I'm sorry.
No. Well, we're setting things up. I want everyone to guess before they listen to it. Who do you think is going to win, blue team or red team? I'm both, so I win and lose. But
Place your bets.
Or would the Codemaster win?
There is also a chance. And I fear it.
Alrighty, so we're going to pick up a new card.
Yeah, and I'll pick the card so you don't know what it is.
Pick up a random, don't look at it. Okay.
That one just popped out like you wanted that one.
Turn it for me. Just turn it. Stop.
Where's your thing?
Right here.
Yeah, I'll put that there for you, and then I'll place it. Ah, one more. Ha ha ha.
Okay.
So we're going to start with blue or red?
We're going to start with blue.
Okay, so blue's up. We got Amazon, Lap, Blast, Pan, Google.
Buggle? I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. Mouth.
Or we can just...
Pull. Mass. China. Sub. Berlin. Nail. Buffalo. Pit. Superhero. Revolution. Gas. Square. Horse. Charge. India. Dog. Chest. Figure. And space.
This is harder than it looks, to be honest. Like, just to come up with something.
Oh, really?
Phone 1.
And pull?
Nope.
Darn. Okay. Was that blank space then? Or...
Nope.
No. Phone charge? Charger? Yeah. Red's turn.
Alright, Eddie. Travel 3.
Oh, I got this. China? Oh, it's around blue.
Oh, sorry, red.
What the what? let's see. Buffalo? No, not the Bills. Blank. Pittsburgh?
No.
It says Pitt, but like my mind went to Pittsburgh after I said Buffalo. I'm thinking NFL football teams right now. India? And,
blank.
Whoa, wait a minute. Berlin?
Correct.
And space. Oh, come on. That would have been
blank
great.
Card.
Okay, so then Amazon.
Back
to the blue team. Blue team is losing 3-1. I feel like every time more tiles get added, the closer I am to death with that assassin lurking. Stay back, Ben.
Cookware.
Pan. Glass?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. And the game is tied.
Okay. We're doing compartments 2.
Compartment. Chest.
This is red or blue?
This is red.
Oh, wait. Did I do that right? I did. Okay. Yeah.
Compartments. Pit?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That was a bit of a stretch, but you got it.
Trust me. When there's a hole, you can throw stuff in it. Or fall in.
Alrighty. Blue. Alright, I'll go back to blue.
Ooh, we're so close.
So close.
French 1.
Oh, the French?
Actually, French 2.
Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, French 1. Sorry. There's only one.
Okay, revolution. Back to the red. It is right now 2-4. 5-2-4. 5-2. No, 5-4. 5-4 red with the lead.
Okay. Preach 1.
Preach. Okay. Mass?
Yeah.
Cool. And that was blue. So tie game.
No, it's red.
Oh, no.
Okay. So,
now it's blue. Superhero.
That's it. That's the one. I haven't come up with a code name yet.
Oh.
this is hard. Because I can't really, like, Oh.
You got one?
Yeah. Moses 1.
Moses?
We're getting religious here.
Pole?
No.
Does that need anything?
No.
Okay. Figure.
That is not, but it is one of the blue. So you can...
No, it's not worth it. I need to earn it. Moses, part?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
This is giving a lot of biblical references. Okay, back to red.
Yep. Bum, 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 bum.
Pet one.
Dog.
Yes. Red.
Yeah, that's right.
You're so close. Alrighty. Blue. Shape one.
Shape? That's a square, right?
Okay, red. Stripper, one.
Okay, that's pole.
Okay. Dancer, one.
Really? I'm not even gonna say it. Really?
Yep. All that's left, I think, are blue. So, okay. Skater.
Skater?
One.
Figure.
Why are we missing a red? We're missing a blue?
Yeah. Wait, don't we missing that one? Two,
three. We're missing a blue.
No, we have eight blues. One.
Well, then this is. And that goes there.
That's right.
Okay. Woohoo!
So which one was the assassin?
Horse. So when I said pet, you could have gone either way. But you chose dog.
Yeah, dog seemed more obvious.
Yeah, I could have said animal.
That would have fooled me.
It would have. I would have. I was debating whether to be mean.
You should have.
I should have. All right, you ready for the... So you're the code person, and I'll be the spy.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm gonna take this out because I don't know what that is.
No, we know that one.
Okay.
I got a new one already. I already flipped it and everything.
You got a new one? Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm ready to roll. Okay, we'll start with... Man, we're losing napkins left and right.
We're starting with red or blue?
We'll start with red.
Okay.
Circular. Wait, hold on.
You want to change that?
No, there's two. Circular, two.
Plate.
Yep. Oh, you already had one.
Round. What? What? How? I just pulled the assassin card.
What was the other one? Two turns in. Face. Round face. Well, circular face, but yeah. Circular face. And so my plan off the bat was try to connect the assassin card with two others, and I saw a face and I saw a plate, and I'm thinking, hold up, Giants. Okay, tie game.
Flores.
Nice. Okay, so I saw a round, I saw a plate, I'm cool. They're both circular. Where else could be circular? Oh, yes, face.
You're a cheater.
I'm not a cheater. I'm trying to win.
Well, I guess that means we have to put new cards in.
Well, we can keep playing, but I'm going to end the podcast since we are about an hour.
Oh, okay.
In.
Oh, man. We didn't even, like, talk too much.
We did. It was a lot of side stories.
We did.
The last two games that we played, we got more into the game.
Yeah. It's a game where it has a lot of your concentration, so maybe next time. Oh, I should have brought Jenga, too, because I have Jenga.
We'll do that next year.
Next year. Is it, like, a podcast every year? Like a...
So, yeah, so the way I'm planning it now is I'm going to try to bring in new people who haven't been and do the regular just let's talk, let's catch up. And then if I'm bringing you back, it's like 5 to 10 minutes of catching up. The rest is like, let's do something.
Let's do something. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you can bring this anywhere?
Yeah, so we can go anywhere with this, with the this task cam.
Oh, man. That's so cool. We'll have to go on, like, a real adventure. Ooh, we'll have to have you come down to Modesto some point.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, there's this... there are two...
Let's bring Ben.
Yes, let's bring Ben.
That should be the first time I meet him. He should listen to this and just judge me on that, like I'm judging him.
Yes. Oh, my God. So, there are, like, two really good places I like to go to eat. One's called Grubhubs, and it's this really...
You mean the app?
No.
I know.
I know. We're going back to food. Full circle to last year. I can't not talk about food. It's a problem. It's a disease, but it's a good disease
to
have.
It's called hunger. Wait, hold on. That could go badly. Forget what I said.
It's so Grubhub's is a like it's an enclosed parking lot with a wrought iron fence around it, and it has not necessarily taco trucks, but it has food trucks all inside it specifically for them. There's one that has really good pupusas. The best pupusas I've ever had in my whole entire life.
I'd like to judge that.
They're pretty, yes, very good. And then there is a barbecue place in the back, and it's in this like huge metal storage container thing. The guys are from El Paso, Texas. And
Texas.
that just reminds me, oh my God. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Or Monty Python in general.
Yeah, so food trucks.
Yeah, but they have the so they're from El Paso, Texas, and their barbecue is so good.
I have an idea.
Yes.
So for next season, let's do that. Let's go to that place. Let's play Jenga and also do food reviews.
Food reviews. Oh, that could be like your other podcast. I'll join you
spin
on that.
Spin off.
One. Spin off. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed right now spin off. Food reviews, but we're gonna call it something different.
Yeah,
we're gonna call
we gotta come up with a better name, something catchy. Napkin yes. Number five has left the building.
Napkin number five.
So the whole time we record, I've been watching napkins slowly fly away. I'm like, I can literally just put a cup over them. I'm like, nah, they'll be fine. And then
five napkins later, they just
yeah.
That could be it. Five napkins later.
High five!
Heck yeah!
Yes,
I like it.
I'm writing this down.
Oh my goodness. We'll co-host it with you, and we'll just, like, we'll have to, like, set up a time where we can, go and, like, travel yeah. places. There's a few good places I know that I'll have to take you to. Yeah. But in the Modesto, the other place is called Commonwealth, and they have a really good tacos and a great selection of beer, if you're into beer. I don't know if you're...
Like, yes and no. It just depends. Like, I don't drink, but, like, if we're at a party, I'll have a beer, and that's it.
Yeah. So I'm not like a huge beer person because beer puts me to sleep like instantly. It's just a natural, just like, oh, I'll take it and just knock out. To be clear, I don't take it to knock out. I'll just have a sip or a couple of sips and then I'll
just
be like,
yeah, Ben's judging
chilling.
You right now.
I'm not an alcoholic, I promise.
Sure.
funny thing, that's what all my friends say. Sure, Nina. It's like, hey, I like the taste that comes with each individual just liquor. It's like, bourbon has a really good taste, but we can get into that later. Another spinoff show.
Oh, just in the same.
Put it in the same one.
Food drinks, yeah.
Food and drinks, but napkin. Was it napkin number five or
five napkins later?
Five napkins later.
That is a solid name.
Five napkins later.
Okay, so okay, so early next year, because this season will probably end in like a month or two.
Okay.
Because once the holidays come around, that's when I start doing a lot of.
Family time.
But one-off projects. Like, I don't remember if you knew this last year, but Christmas Day, I did a whole Christmas marathon of projects.
I did not.
Okay, so I'll send you the playlist.
It's hard for me to follow sometimes to get into the groove of things to get really busy. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
No. So last year Christmas, I did a Christmas marathon. I did five different videos and had them played throughout Christmas Day. And like I say, if no one's got anything going on Christmas, pandemic-wise, watch this whole day of my videos. They're all new and stuff like that. And they're all sent throughout Christmas. So, yeah, holidays, I kind of stop whatever continuous things I do throughout the year just to focus on the like, Halloween projects I'm going to start doing, the Thanksgiving projects, and the Christmas projects. Because they're their whole separate thing. So nice. I want to put my focus to that. So I'm ending this one pretty soon. The season finale I came up with in January. So be on the lookout for that. Nathan's coming back, if you remember him from last year. Yeah. For anyone who's been listening to all the episodes, Nathan is coming back. So be excited.
Woo! I don't know him, but like he sounds pretty cool. My brother's name is Nathan.
Nice.
Nathaniel. So.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's him. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think you'd know him. Maybe not. But he didn't go to Benicia High.
Okay. No. Yeah. It's not that Nathan, but I think.
Hey, Nathan.
But yeah, no, so thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll have our pilot episode for five napkins later. Let's go January or February. That's when season three will come out.
Yeah, and I'll let you know because with work, I'm working. Oh, that's a beautiful monarch butterfly that just passed.
Monarch is the name?
Monarch, yeah, the orange and black.
Okay, I didn't know that. That one's been around for the last couple weeks.
They migrate every year in the winter to Mexico.
That's dope.
And they nest, and then they come out, and they
come back over.
Yeah, and they come back over this way. Beautiful.
Yeah, because they've been, a lot of them are showing up lately. So I'm guessing that's, they're just starting to move south now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So going back, focus. Okay. So
this is how we got 2 hours last year.
Yeah, I know. So we just go off on tangents. But so my work is, I work every other weekend. So I'll let you know what my schedule's like, and then we can figure out something.
Yeah. And like, if anything, like we could just record a bunch of videos a day and just have it play throughout the year.
Oh, we could do that too.
Just to like save us time.
True. Sure, we can do that.
We'll see. We'll work it out.
Oh yeah. One thing you do have to try at Commonwealth though is their coconut curry tacos.
I'm not a fan of coconut, but it sounds interesting.
It's actually, it tastes really good. But they also have a chicken tikka masala taco, which is even better. Yeah, it's a very unique style, like a different taco, like ideas that you wouldn't really think would go for a taco. Mm-hmm. It works. They nice. Offer cauliflower as well for those of you who cannot, you know, eat meat, which is fine.
But yeah, no, so yeah, no, I'm excited. So we're gonna continue playing. Thank you everybody so much for listening. Wait, hold on, what am I doing? There's no ending to this.
We'll catch you later.
Stop, it's already over. So what I've done with this show is that I don't say goodbye, it just ends.
Oh.
So I have a rhythm with the other shows, I do have an ending. Mm-hmm. But with this one, I just like talk and then I'll find a spot where like, that's a good ending, and just...
Oh, okay.
So once I said thank you for listening, I'm like, wait, hold on, I don't do this here.
You can leave this in and then just keep talking until you want to like make it stop. So that way it's technically not an ending, even though it was an ending. Mind blown.